Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friend. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist, coach, and just a woman who's been through some things and has lived to tell the truth. And I'm not that girl anymore who's going to shy away from talking about the hard stuff, especially the things that so many of us have suffered through in silence. Around here, we name what others were too afraid to. We talk about the things that kept us small and scared and stuck, so we can finally reclaim what was always ours, our voice, our power, and our peace. So this episode is called You're Not Crazy. It's narcissistic abuse. And this one, it's personal. This is the episode I wish existed years ago. It's the one I searched for to send my clients to when they first start waking up, or when they're trying to name what's been happening, when they're sitting in the fog wondering, what is this? Is this real? Is it really that bad? My hope is that this becomes that for the people who need it. A mirror, a map, a moment of clarity. If this is your first time hearing that phrase, narcissistic abuse, or if you're wondering whether it could apply to you, then stick with me. You're not alone, and this conversation might just name what your body and your soul have known for years, but you didn't have the words for it. So, let's get started. What is narcissistic abuse? So narcissistic abuse is a pattern of manipulation, control, emotional harm, and psychological gaslighting from someone who needs to feel superior or in control at all times. And listen, it's not always loud. It's not always obvious. Sometimes it looks like kindness with strings attached. Sometimes it looks like spirituality or charm or even humility. And that's what makes this so hard to name and so easy to internalize as your fault. So let me just say it again. Narcissistic abuse is when someone uses manipulation, control, and emotional harm to keep power over you. It's not always obvious, but it always leaves you feeling like you're not enough, you're never enough, you're constantly anxious, and you're deeply alone. And if you're listening right now and you're thinking, wait, this sounds like me, that's not a coincidence. So stick with me. Let's keep going. So let's break this down a little bit. Manipulation. Manipulation is when they twist your words into whatever it is they're wanting them to be, or they're guilt tripping you, or they're rewriting history. And gaslighting is what happens when they make you question your own sanity or question your memory or your feelings. You walk away from gaslighting and you start thinking, am I crazy? And that's why one of our mottos here at Embrace Your Brave is, you are not crazy. And then there's control. So it's isolating you, it's monitoring you, or it's subtly punishing you for your independence. And then emotional abuse, the blame, the criticism, the silent treatment, the projection, or explosive anger that keeps you walking on eggshells. And here's the hardest part. You often don't realize it's happening until your body starts sounding the alarm. Anxiety, exhaustion, brain fog, gut issues, panic, disconnection from yourself. And listen, if your body is reacting right now, just listening to this with maybe tears or tightness or chills, that's your truth trying to rise to the surface. Our bodies hold the truth. Our bodies do not lie. We've just been so disconnected from them that we haven't noticed. And so just pay attention. If your body's talking to you, let's start listening. So, could this be you? If you're not sure, ask yourself these questions. Do you often feel like you're walking on eggshells? Are you constantly trying to explain yourself to someone who never listens? Do you feel like your feelings are too much, wrong, or crazy? Do you second guess your memories after conversations? Right? Like, wait, did I remember that right? Maybe I'm confused. Have you lost your sense of self trying to please someone else? Do they treat you differently in public than they do in private? Are you always the one apologizing, even when you're not sure what you did? Listen, if even a few of these things ring true, you might be in a narcissistic abuse dynamic. And no, you're not overreacting. So here's some examples. It's not just in romantic relationships, it can show up in several different dynamics. A spouse or a partner who love bombs you and then withdraws affection until you comply. A parent, especially a narcissistic mother or father who controls your choices, isolates you from your siblings or your friends, or plays the victim to keep you guilty and loyal. Or maybe a boss who micromanages or takes credit for your work or punishes you for asking questions. Or a spiritual leader who claims authority over your life or uses shame or doctrine to silence you or punishes doubt as rebellion. Or it can just be a friend who expects you to center your life around them. I had this experience in college when I lived my life to make my friend happy, and I was constantly abandoning myself in that process. So, narcissistic abuse is about power and control, not relationship type. Power and control. And most of these relationships follow a predictable pattern. So this is what's widely known as the narcissistic abuse cycle. So listen to this. Number one, idealization or love bombing. So in this phase, you're admired, you're praised, you're flooded with attention, you feel special, seen, chosen, right? It just seems like, wow, this is amazing. This is what you've always wanted, right? And then the second phase of this is the devaluation phase. The compliments stop. Now you're being criticized or ignored or blamed. And so you just try harder. I mean, it must be me, right? There's something wrong with me. And then phase three is the discard. And this is when you're pushed away, you're abandoned, you're emotionally shut out. And sometimes it's like sudden. And then phase four is the hoovering. They reel you back in, right? Like the Hoover vacuum cleaner. They pull you back in with charm, guilt, fake apologies, or promises to change, right? They come back saying all those things that the ways that they've changed and they're so sorry and they're going to do this and they're going to be different. And then what that does is it pulls you back in and then it just kicks you right back into the cycle. And so then you're right back at the love bombing stage and the devaluation stage and the discard and the hoovering. And so over time, this cycle creates trauma bonds. And that's the intense emotional ties that feel like love, but are rooted in manipulation, intermittent reinforcement, and survival instincts. So intermittent means it's not constant, right? They might be criticizing and abusing 70, 80% of the time. And then they'll give you, like, you know, a little bit of breadcrumbs of the good stuff that keep you stuck, that keep you wanting more of the good. So we stay through the bad to try to get back to the good, right? And that creates that trauma bond. So why is it so hard to leave? The trauma bond is exactly why, and the fog. So your nervous system becomes hooked on the cycle, and the highs feel euphoric, but then the lows feel like death. It's like being emotionally addicted to chaos, and your brain thinks that staying is safer than leaving. But it's not just emotional. It's physiological too. So look at this. When you're praised or given affection, your brain releases dopamine. That's the feel-good chemical. And when you're devalued or hurt, your body floods with stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. And that chemical roller coaster can literally keep you addicted. So it's not just emotional. It's physiological. And this is why emotional and physical distance is so important. You need space to regulate, you need space to detox, and to start seeing clearly again. So it's likely because you're stuck in the fog. And fog stands for fear, obligation, and guilt. So let's talk about that. Fog, FOG. So fear of retaliation, fear of being alone. I know many of us can relate to that. Obligation to keep the peace or to fix the relationship. It's oftentimes been placed on the woman to fix that or to keep it together, even when it's not safe. And then guilt. Guilt for giving up or guilt for not trying harder. So if you feel confused, foggy, or unsure, even while I'm saying this to you, that is a trauma response. Your brain has been in survival mode for a long time. Confusion is part of the protection. So leaving these relationships is not it's not easy. And sometimes when we leave them, we see even more abuse happening. So when you pull away, a narcissist often then sends in the reinforcements. And these are called flying monkeys. That's the term for it, flying monkeys. These are the people who carry the message of the narcissist. They come to guilt trip you or question your choices. They might say things like, "Oh, come on, it's not that bad," or "Give him another try," or "He's changed," or "She's changed," or they're obviously getting their story from the narcissist and they're coming to you. And sometimes they don't even know that they're being used in that way. But that makes them unsafe to you. And then there's the smear campaign. So it's not enough, really, that they're hurting you. They want to hurt every relationship that you have. They want to isolate you so that you don't have anyone else. And so this might look like spreading lies in the community or in the deeper family system or through the whole entire church, right, to protect their image. And this often keeps survivors isolated, confused, and silenced. So this is a mean, this type of abuse is evil. It's evil and it's damaging and it's wounded so many victims. So narcissistic abuse is not just a hard relationship, it's not just selfishness or immaturity. And it's not about you not being enough or kind enough or forgiving enough, right? It's this pattern that I'm talking about of manipulation and control. You don't need a formal diagnosis of narcissistic personality disorder to name what's happening to you. What matters is the pattern. If it's harming you, then that's enough. Whew, and listen, this is some hard shit to wake up to. I just have to say that. When you recognize this kind of abuse, especially from a parent or a partner or a best friend or a spiritual leader, it is devastating. And it is a grieving process. And you might feel grief and rage and numbness and confusion, or just like this crushing sense of loss. And unfortunately, that's normal and it's part of waking up. So you're not broken. You're finally starting to see things clearly. I want to say this too. For many of us, religion was the breeding ground for narcissistic abuse. We were taught about a God who would abandon or torment us for doubting. And we were told that that was love. We were groomed to obey, submit, and silence our intuition. And this conditioning is often what led us straight into abuse. Whether that's straight into an abusive marriage, a toxic church environment, or spiritual leaders who exploited our longing for connection. And if you grew up in those movements of youth groups back in the 90s and 2000s, like Teen Mania, James Dobson, the purity culture, some of you may have watched the Shiny Happy People documentary that just came out. And that is really opening a lot of people's eyes and just reminding them of the trauma that many of us experienced back in those days of our young minds being formed, and our idea of God being formed. And it literally helped us internalize a version of God that felt more like a narcissist and not love. So I'll talk more about that another time. But you are not alone. And there is nothing wrong with you questioning the systems that harmed you. And I've just noticed in my own life when I look back, the setup was there in the religious institutions for this. The males were put in places of power and authority with zero accountability, right? And the females were seen as less than servants and only there to serve the men. And so, I mean, the setup was perfect. Unfortunately, it's very devastating to both male and female because the men are conditioned to abuse, and then the women are conditioned that that's what they deserve. They deserve the abuse. And I have seen this wreck so many marriages, including my own, and including many of my friends that went to seminary with and just were under the some of these same teachings that I'm talking about. So I'm just looking there and seeing how that was a breeding ground for narcissistic abuse. So let's recap really quick. Narcissistic abuse can happen in any relationship. It's real, it's disorienting, and it's not your fault. There is a name for what you've been experiencing, and there is support, and there is healing, and there is a version of you on the other side that's whole and grounded and free. And if this is hitting home, listen. Whew, take a deep breath. We don't have to figure all this out today. Okay. Let's just start by listening to our bodies, by listening to the response that's happening inside of us right now as we listen to these words. Or maybe start with a journal. What is it that stood out to you as we're sharing right now? Or maybe talk to someone that you know is safe or that's been through this very thing. And maybe come back and listen later if it's too much right now. The goal is not to rush you through this or to push you through this or to force you to do something you're not really ready to do. It's about reclaiming you, reclaiming your clarity, reclaiming your voice, reclaiming your story. And that has to honor you in this process. So, just remember, you matter. Your feelings matter. Your pain matters. And however you go about your healing process, you honor you. And if you are feeling crazy right now, instead of thinking that you're broken, let's think maybe. This is intentional. Maybe I am being gaslit to question myself. Maybe it's a different option than what you've been told. Whew, I told you today was maybe going to be a tough one. But listen, you're not that girl anymore. You're not the girl who bends herself into pieces just to be loved, Or the one who silences her gut to keep the peace, or the one who disappears so that other people can stay comfortable. You are becoming the woman who sees clearly, who stands in her truth, who reclaims her voice, her peace, and her life. And I am right here with you, and I'm cheering for you, and I will cheer for you every step of the way. And I do want to offer you this. If you're in a place right now that you're saying, whew, this is me and I need some help, please reach out. I do want to invite you to something I'm starting just right now in the next couple weeks. It's called Reclaiming You. And this is a coaching program for women that are recovering from narcissistic abuse. And I've designed this specifically for you. Because what I do know is that we don't heal in isolation. And the lie is that we're the only ones going through this. So I do not want you to walk this road alone. So look into joining us at Reclaiming You. And I will be co-leading this with my dear friend Dottie, who you have met on this podcast, who is a somatic practitioner. And she will guide you through the body-based tools to help regulate your nervous system and reconnect with yourself. Because healing happens in the body too. And when I want my women to heal, I want you to heal holistically. And that means we've got to get educated. We've got to reconnect with ourselves and our story and our voices and our body. And so, please, if this is something that you're interested in or you're ready to take this brave step towards your healing, then join us at Reclaiming You. And you can find that on our website at embraceyourbrave.org. And let's do this healing thing together. You're not crazy. You're not alone. You are reclaiming you. Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything, it's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.